Zaw Sun.
Good morning.
Very close. Yeah. Well, it's great to be back. I almost couldn't make it for many reasons.
很高兴再次回来，几乎就不能回来了，有很多的原因。
One is that I had the flu really badly, but not COVID.
一个是重感冒了，但不是新冠。
And I got stuck in the M1 as well today. So.
然后在 M1 高速上面又堵车。
I think the devil wanted to stop me from preaching on prayer today.
我相信是撒旦想要阻止我来宣讲这一场有关祷告的这个道。
Because apart from God's word, prayer is our most powerful weapon.
因为除了神的话语，祷告就是我们最有力量的武器。
Prayer is essential to all of our work on the mission field and in ministry.
祷告是我们在一切的事工和那个大使命上面最有力量的 最重要的一件事情。
But even if you're not in formal ministry or on the mission field over there, prayer is just as important for you.
哪怕你不是在这一个这一些事工里面，祷告对你一样很重要。
I had a strange but incredible experience of the power of prayer when I was in Malaysia some years ago.
当我还在马来西亚多年前的时候，我有一个很奇特、很奇妙的一个关于祷告的经历。
This young woman, her name Lana, led worship at this underground church I went to.
有一个姊妹的名字叫 Lana， 她在一个我去到的那当地的一个地下的一个教会，在那里敬拜的。
And when the service finished, the pastor said, "You should go to Lana and ask her about her story."
当我们的聚会结束的时候，牧师就要我去跟这一位叫 Lana 的姊妹去了解她的这个关于祷告的故事。
And so Lana said, "There was a time when I knew nothing about Christianity. I was a Muslim."
她说过去我对基督教一点都不认识，我是一位回教徒。
I didn't know any Christians.
我甚至不认识任何基督徒。
And all of a sudden, I started having this strange dream at night.
突然有一天晚上开始，我有一个很奇怪的梦。
And in the dream, I could see these faces, these people, and they were crying out my name, shouting out my name.
在这个梦境里面，我见到很多的很我不认识的人，他们在不断的去喊出我的名字，去呼喊我的名字。
I've never met these people before. I didn't know who they were.
我过去从来没有见过这些人，不认识他们。
And I started getting a little bit worried, but I wasn't afraid.
我开始有一些担忧，但是我并不害怕。
It was just weird.
只是觉得很奇怪。
And so I asked my parents, and they said, "I think you need to go and see the imam."
然后他就问他的父母，他的父母说你应该去见那个回教徒的领袖。
The imam said I might be mad or maybe I have a demon.
然后这位领袖就说你应该是精神错乱，或者是有魔鬼，有那个对。
But Lana said no, I'm normal. There's nothing wrong with me.
然后他就说我很正常，我没有任何的不对劲。
And then she.Thought, well, maybe I'll ask her some of my friends what they think. Someone might be able to interpret my dream because it's happening all the time now.
然后他就想，因为这件事情经常不断的发生，他说我应该也许去问一下我其他的朋友。
And it was now not just happening at night in a dream; she was having visions of this same event.
然后这不仅是在夜间梦境里面发生，也在日间，在白天的时候不断的看到这个异象。
And she said, "I was captivated by this. I had to find out what is this. Why am I having this vision, this dream all the time?"
她感到很困惑，她想一定要找出原因，究竟这个异象是什么。
And so she spoke with a friend who was a Christian, and she didn't really like Christians.
然后她就去跟一位基督徒的朋友去讲这件事情，虽然她并不太喜欢基督徒。
But her Christian friend, and they started to talk, said, hey, maybe come to this church in another city.
然后当他们开始讲这件事情的时候，这位基督徒朋友就说，要不然你到一间教会来看一下，是在另一个城市的。
There might be some people who there who have an answer for this dream.
也许有一些人他们对你的这个疑惑有答案。
And so they welcomed her and they took her up into a room above the building.
然后他们就欢迎她，将她带领到这栋楼的一个房间里。
And they said these people might know the answer.
然后就说这些人可能会知道这个问题的答案。
And they said, close your eyes before you enter the room.
他们说你请闭上眼睛。
And when she entered the room, she had her eyes closed.
当她进去这个房间的时候，她是闭着眼睛的。
And as she opened her eyes, she could see all the people who were in her dream.
当她再次打开眼睛的时候，她可以看到所有梦境中出现过的这些人就站在她的眼前。
And they began to pray for her and cry out her name and praise the Lord for her.
然后他们又开始去为她祷告去呼喊她的名字，去为主去呼喊她的名字。
I think this is an incredible example of the power of prayer and intercession.
我相信这就是一个非常好的一个例子，有关祷告的这个介入的。
These people would gather and pray and ask the Lord to give them a name of someone they didn't know.
这些人会去祈求神去去向这些甚至他们不认识的人去祷告。
And the Holy Spirit led them to pray for her. They did not know her.
是圣灵带领他们这一群人去为这一位女士去祷告，他们虽然还不认识她。
And she gave her life to Jesus that night and now serves the Lord.
她就在那天就接受了主耶稣，然后成为了一名基督徒。
Did you know that every one of your prayers gets answered?
你们知道你们每一位的祷告都会得到回应吗？
Sometimes the answer is no.
有时候祷告的答案是不。
But praise God, but most of the answers are actually yes.
但感谢神大部分的答复都是好的。
And the Apostle Paul says, even when it's no, everything's yes in Jesus. Amen?
就像使徒保罗说的，即使神的答复是不，但是在主里面都是好的，都是对的。
Even when the Lord says no to a prayer, he wants to lead you into a yes.
就算神的答复是不，他也是希望带领你进到一个好事的里面。
I wrote this message for everybody, but especially for those of you struggling with prayer.
我写这篇信息给大家，就是特别是给你们那一些你们当中有在祷告当中很挣扎的。
And for those of you who feel you'd like to go onto the mission field, but you can't go.
有一些人可能感觉你希望去到这个事工的这个场地，但是你去不到，去不了。
Or you don't feel that your prayers are being answered or they're not effective.
或者你可能会觉得你的祷告从来不蒙垂听，或者是没有用。
There are no countries, no prison walls, and no hearts that your prayers can't go.
没有任何一个国家，一个监狱的墙壁，或者是一个人的心是祷告到达不了的地方。
We have all been given the authority, the same authority, to bind evil and to release the power of God on earth through prayer.
我们都被给予了一个特权，就是从神而来的权利，去通过祷告去去做一些我们就是神要我们去做的一些释放天上的一些能力。
To see heart pounding and earth shaking miracles by the power of God.
通过神的能力去看到一些让我们心跳加速，还有甚至让世界震动的一些奇迹。
So before we get into this passage, I want to give you a little bit of a background on prayer. How does prayer work?
当我们进入到今天的讲道之前，我想给你们一些背景，祷告是如何工作的。
Well, there's lots of different views on this, but I think one of the most powerful ones is in Revelation.
我相信有很多不同的解释，但是我觉得最有能力的一个是在启示录里面。
Revelation 2:20 says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
启示录二章二十节说，看哪，我在门外叩门。
If anyone opens the door, I will come in.
有听见声音就开门的，我就进来。
I read a great quote by a Norwegian pastor once called O. Hellesby.
有一位属灵的一个领袖曾经这么说过。
He says that our desire for prayer is something the Holy Spirit gives us.
他说我们想要去祷告的这个心都是圣灵给我们的。
When Jesus knocks at our heart's door and asks us to join him in prayer.
当主耶稣在我们的心门上去邀请我们去在叩门邀请我们进入到他的祷告当中。
Hebrews 7:25 says that Jesus is always interceding for the saints.
希伯来书二十七章这么说，主耶稣一直都在天上为我们祈求。
Jesus won't force himself into our hearts.
主耶稣不会破门而开，强迫的进入我们当中。
But he knocks and beckons us to join with him and fellowship with him in prayer.
但是他不断的叩门，希望我们去邀请他进入到跟他的同在和那个团契当中。
I think that prayer is many things, but I believe that primarily it's a battle.
我相信祷告有很多的意义，但是首先它是一场征战。
It's a battle with our flesh, with the devil, and with the world.
这是一场有关与我们个人的肉体，还有那恶者，还有就魔鬼，还有这个世界的一场征战。
Theologian Karl Barth had a great quote about prayer.
一个神学家就是巴特，他有这么一个有关祷告的一句话。
To clasp your hands in prayer.
当我们和双手合十祷告的时候。
It's a long quote. It's the beginning of an uprising against the disorder of the world.
当我们双手合十开始祷告的时候，就是我们开始进入到靠着神的为了神的荣耀去与这一个黑暗势力去征战的开始。
You're doing a great job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I believe she is. The Lord's Prayer is probably one of the most well-known and most quoted passages in the Bible.
这个主导文几乎就是圣经上最耳熟能详，大家都很熟悉的一段经文。
But as a pastor and minister, I've found very few people understand it well.
作为一名牧师传道人，我认为很多人不能够完全能够理解它的意思。
So I have put it together like this to help us.
所以我这么把它放在一起来帮助我们。
Because I believe that applying the Lord's Prayer as a battle plan is the most effective way to understand it.
因为我相信去应用这个主导文就是我们很好的一个征战的计划来帮助我们去祷告。
Now I've put these together as P's because I like the letter P.
我这么来应用就是把它总结成用 P 为这个首字母的一些概括，因为我喜欢这个 P。
Well with P in prayer too. Acronyms.
P 也是这个祷告的这个词的开始。
So the first one is praise.
第一个就是赞美。
When we praise God, when we say our Father in heaven, this is a powerful statement.
当我们开始赞美神，说我们在天上的父啊，就是一个非常有力，非常强有力的一个声明。
I mean, I had a great father, but some of you have had poor fathers.
我有一个很好的父亲，可能有你们当中有一些人有不太好的父亲。
And they didn't do a real good job.
他们可能不是很好的完成父亲的这个职责。
But when we cry in prayer, our Father, we are crying out to the most amazing Father in the universe.
当我们去呼喊天上的父的时候，我们就是在呼喊那一位全宇宙最伟大的这一位独一的父。
When we cry, Father, we are Thanking God for giving us spiritual life through Jesus Christ.
当我们呼喊父啊的时候，我们也是在感谢他，通过主耶稣赐给我们这个属灵的生命。
He is the Father who will never let you down and who will always provide you with the right needs.
这一位父是从来都不会撇弃你，永远都是会不断的供应你你所需要的那一些东西。
When Jesus explains prayer in Luke 11, he said, What kind of father gives his son a snake if he asks for bread?
当耶稣在约翰在路加福音十一章里面解释说父就是天父的时候说怎么样的父会给当儿子跟他求鱼的时候会给他一条蛇呢？
James 1:17 says, Every good gift comes from the Father of heavenly lights.
约翰雅各书里面一章十七节这么说，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头而来的。
Who doesn't change like shifting shadows?
是从众光之父那里来的，他没有转动的影儿。
When we praise God, we say, Oh, Father in heaven, we're actually saying, God, I'm just so grateful for being able to trust you with everything.
当我们喊父啊，天父啊的时候，我们就是在说，哦，主，多么美好，我们可以去信靠你，信靠你在天上的这一位父。
When we say Father, we're saying, oh, you're not like a shifting shadow. You're not like an earthly father.
当我们说父啊的时候，你不像，你没有转动的影儿，你不像一个在地上的父会改变。
I had a great dad, but some days he was asleep when I needed him to be awake.
我有一个很好的父亲，但有的时候，当我需要他的时候，他就在睡觉。
Sometimes he gave me things, sometimes he didn't.
有的时候他会给我东西，有的时候他不会。
He wasn't perfect. Sometimes he'd smack me for doing one thing, and the next day I did the same thing, and he didn't smack me.
他也不是完美的。有的时候他会惩罚我，打我做一些这样事情。下一次他可能又不会因为同样的事情惩罚我。
We know our heavenly Father is always consistent.
我们知道我们天上的父是永远一致的。
When we cry out in prayer, Father, we're also reminded that He was the Father of the people of Israel.
当我们去呼喊父啊的时候，也提醒我们，也让我们想起他也是那一位以色列他们子民的父。
They were called the children of God who He led out of slavery in Egypt.
他们就是被称为是神的子民，是神从埃及为奴之地带领出来的。
Into the promised land to prepare them for their mission to the world.
然后进入到这个应许之地，去预备他们去将这一个福音去传给世界。
When we cry, Father, we are crying out to the liberating God who sets people free.
当我们呼喊父啊的时候，我们也是在呼求那一位使人可以得自由的父。
He leads the captives out of the grasp of the pharaohs of this world.
他使我们从这一个地上的这一位终极的这个法老当中可以释放出来，得到自由。
When we cry our Father, we're asking God to do His work and to liberate people from the Egypts of this world.
当我们呼喊父啊的时候，我们也是在祈求天父去释放这一些现在世界上被这个世界的法老去管辖的，去奴役的这些人。
When we say holy is your name, we're not talking about an earthly deity.
我们说愿人都尊你的名为圣的时候，并不是在说属世的这一个圣洁。
We're talking about one who is in heaven, who is worshipped by millions and millions of angels.
我们所说的这一位父是在天上，是被成千上万上亿的这些天使去围绕去敬拜的。
In the Old Testament, a person's name represented the person themselves.
在旧约的时代，一个人的名字就代表了他们的这一个人。
In Ezekiel, it's repeated 60 times this phrase, God make your name great again.
在以西结书里面重复了六十遍，神使你的名为大。
When we say, Father, Holy is your name. We're saying, God, establish your kingdom and make your name great across this world.
当我们说父啊，愿人都尊你的名为圣的时候，我们就是在说神啊，将你的名，树立你的这一个在世界上树立你的这一个名声，你的这一个荣耀。
We're asking God to vindicate His name and to make His name great among His enemies.
我们要在呼喊神去彰显他的名，在他的这一些仇敌当中去彰显他的荣耀。
The next one, which is probably the most well-known part of the passage, is this one.
第二，下一部分就可能是这一段经文里面最大家最熟悉的，就是。
I think we generally know what this one means.
我们大部分人都知道这是什么意思。
But I want to encourage you when you pray this, that it's not just not about God doing it.
我希望你在祷告的时候不仅是想只是让神去做。
It's about you and I participating with God to see it happen.
而是你和我一起去加入到神当中去看他的这一个事情怎么成就。
Some scholars say that this phrase is a direct, has direct relationship with another passage in Matthew 18.
有的学者说这一段跟马太福音18章那里面有一些相互呼应。
Where it says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
就是凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也同样被捆绑。
Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven through the power of prayer.
凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上靠着这个祷告的能力也会被释放。
When we pray this passage, we are not just asking God to do it. We're saying, God, I'm going to help you do it with the power you give me.
我们在当我们这么祷告的时候，我们不只是在请求神去做这件事情，我们也是在求神给我们能力去一同去完成这件事情。
We are participating with God on our knees, battling with Jesus and beside Jesus to bring it to pass.
我们就是在去加入到神的这个国度里面去跟耶稣一起去同工，去将这件事情完成。
Number three, provision. So we had praise, we have participating in God's kingdom, now we've got provision.
第三点就是供应，我们前面有赞美，然后有加入，现在是供应。
When we say, Lord, give us today our daily bread, we're not just praying for us.
当我们说神啊，给我们今日的，赐给我们今日的饮食，不只是说为我们自己祷告。
Remember this phrase that's repeated, it's us. It's not me.
主祷文里面不断重复的一段那个一个词就是我们，并不只是我。
We so often, if we do pray this, we think about ourselves.
当我们祷告的时候，我们很容易就是只想到我们自己。
We're not just praying for our own physical provision, but for provision of God's people all around the world who suffer, who struggle, who starve.
我们不只是为我们自己的需要祷告，我们更加是为神去供应那些世界各地有需要的那一些人，那些在受苦难、受挨饿，然后在挣扎的那一些弟兄姊妹去祷告。
But when we pray for bread for these needs, they're not just physical needs; they're spiritual needs of God's people.
当我们为他们的日用的饮食去祷告的时候，也不仅仅是身体上的需要，更多的是属灵上的需要。
When we pray this prayer, we're reminded of Jesus' prayer in the wilderness.
当我们在祷告这一段经文的时候，我们也想起主耶稣在旷野的祷告。
Where Jesus says that man does not live on.
当主耶稣说人活着不仅单靠
on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
人活着不仅单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话语。
When we're asking God.In this passage, in this phrase, we're asking God to fill us with a hunger for His word.
当我们在祷告这一段经文的时候，我们也是在祈求神去让他的话语去让我们饱足。
The more we pray this passage, this section especially, the more we learn to fast.
当我们更多的去学会去如何用这段经文去祷告的时候，我们也更会去如何进食。
The more we learn to say, God, my spiritual needs are greater than my physical needs.
然后更多的就学会去说，主啊，我们的灵里的需要比肉体的需要更大。
And we also pray for spiritual nourishment for those who are seeking God but don't know Him.
我们也为那一些正在寻求神还不认识神的那一些朋友，他们灵命上的那一种滋养去祷告。
Number four.
第四。
Personal and social transformation.
就是个人的和社交上的一个更新改变。
This is the hard one, really hard.
这是一个非常难的一点。
Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
Friends, praying like this, it places us into an attitude of being prepared to forgive.
就是要当我们这么祷告的时候，实际上是让我们有一个准备好，有一个去原谅、去宽恕的一个态度。
As we bubble up in our hearts our gratitude for God's forgiveness, we overflow with forgiveness for others.
当我们在心里面不断的满意了神给我们的那一种他给我们的宽恕之后，我们就可以去流淌出来这一种宽恕。
And you may not have anybody that you need to forgive today.
也许你今天并没有任何人你需要去原谅的。
But when you pray this prayer, you're praying for all of those around the world and maybe in your extended family who are struggling with revenge and resentment.
但是当你这么祷告的时候，你实际上也是在为世界各地全球那一些或者身边的家庭里的一些其他的人，他们有就是一些他们的一些仇恨啊，他们的一些那个要想去报复的那种心，去求神宽恕。
When we pray this prayer, we are saying, God, I didn't deserve your forgiveness.
当我们这么祷告的时候，我们是在说神啊，我们不配得你这样的原谅。
And this person who hurt me doesn't deserve mine.
虽然这一个伤害我的人可能也不配得我的原谅。
Did they?
是吗？
But because of your great love for me, I'm a conduit for this love of yours to them.
但是因为你对我的大爱，我也有这种能力去爱这一些人。
I had an experience not that long ago where I had to be faithful to this.
我有一个经历在不久之前。
I was at a church where I've often spoken before.
我去到一个教会，之前也在那里讲过道。
I wasn't speaking this Sunday, I was actually just visiting.
那天主日我并不是去讲道，我只是去拜访、探访。
And I was really relaxed, and I didn't need any trouble that day.
我非常的放松，那天我也不需要任何的麻烦。
And I found as I sat down that the guest speaker was somebody who I struggle to like.
当我坐下之后，我发现那一天的这一个受邀来讲到的这一位讲员，他是非常的就是对他有一些影响的。
And I was like, oh no, I'm going now.
他不想见到这一位讲员。
And Alison saw me from the other side of the church.
他的太太 Alison 从另一面教会的另一面见到他。
And she knew something was wrong.
她立刻就知道有什么不对劲了。
Because I don't usually have an issue with people.
因为我通常对人没有什么问题。
But this person, I know him quite well, and he's a good preacher.
这个人我私底下很了解他，他是一个很好的一个讲道，宣讲，讲道的一个人。
But many years ago, he tried to hurt me in a pretty major way.
但是多年前他曾经去在一个很重大的事情上去伤害过我。
And I just wanted to get out of there.
我就只想去逃避，离开那里。
But because I teach this stuff, the Holy Spirit was working in my heart.
但是因为我在教导这件事情，所以圣灵就在我心里工作。
And I said, Lord,Maybe I haven't forgiven this person.
主啊，也许我还没有真正原谅这一个人。
You know how sometimes when you think that you have done, you probably haven't?
你知道，有些时候你自己以为你已经原谅了，但实际上还没有。
And so I thought, well, am I going to go up and shake his hand and say, I forgive you?
可能会想，我应该上去跟他握手，然后跟他说我已经原谅你了。
Because he may not think there's anything to forgive.
也许他会认为没有任何东西好原谅的呀。
I was like, oh Lord, this is really awkward.
然后他就想，神啊，这个怎么办？好奇怪啊。
And I caught Alison briefly as she came out of the toilet and I said, I've got to go, you stay.
然后当那个他太太从洗手间出来以后，他就对他说，啊，你留下吧，我得走了。
But the Spirit of God moved me and the Lord said to me, go to him.
但是神的灵感动我，然后对我说，你去跟他，去见他。
Shake his hand.
跟他握手。
That was the hardest handshake I've tried in a while.
那是一个最长的握手，我尝试过的。
But I did, and I said hello, and we had a good chat.
但是我做到了，我去跟他打招呼，然后我们也有一个很好的交谈。
And I was expecting him to maybe say something, kind of, who knows?
我在猜想他可能会说一些我也不知道他会说一些什么。
But we had a good chat together after the service, not about any issues, but just we talked.
然后在这个聚会结束以后，我们有一个很好的交通，不是关于这个问题的，但是我们也开始交流了。
And I believe by me going and doing that, the Lord was working in his heart and in mine.
我相信当我这么去做的时候，神的灵也在他的心里和我的心里去动工了。
And the Holy Spirit said to me, whatever he's still done, whatever he's done, you forgive him.
然后圣灵也跟我说，不论他过去做了什么，你原谅他。
And there was a great release in my heart that I was able to sit with him.
然后这对于我来说，在我心里就是一个很大的释放，我可以再与他一同坐席。
But my point is, as we pray this prayer, and as we remind ourselves of the wonderful grace and forgiveness of God for us, who we did not deserve it.
我的信息就是当我们去这么祷告的时候，我们就是在去提起神对我们的这一个无条件的这个宽恕，虽然我们不配得。
It means that there's not one person on this planet, no matter how evil they are, or how terrible what they did, that they do not deserve your forgiveness also.
这也提醒我们在这个世界上，不论这个人他犯了多大的罪，他有多么的邪恶，做了多错的事情，他都配得我们的原谅。
And as I said before, this is so important to pray this. In some passages, it's debts.
这也提醒我们这有多重要去，我们要这么去祷告，在其他的一些经文里面。这一个就是死
or trespasses.
Debt, sorry, 那个债 债
Yeah. Debts or trespasses.
就是一些债务或者是一些就是但是你说的是罪原谅我们的罪不是免我们的债不仅是免我们的债
But if we remember the parable in Matthew 18,
但是当我们想起在马太福音十八章的这一个比喻
of the unforgiving servant,
那一位不愿意去原谅人的这一个仆人。
It's actually about paying debts, but debts equals forgiveness.
就好像去偿还这个债务，但是这个偿还债务就预表着这一个宽恕。
So the question is, what do people owe you? An apology?
问题就是什么样的人才配得有这个道歉？
They're indebted to you in some way because of what they've done.
他们就好像他们所做的事情就好像欠了你的债一样。
And the question is will you let them get away with it?
问题就是你愿意让他们就这么走了吗？
Will you release them from what they owe you?
你们愿意去释放他们所欠的吗？
Because God released you from what you owed him.
因为神已经释放了我。释放了你，就是你对于你所欠神的。
Number five, persevering in the battle.
第五点就是在这个征战当中去坚守。
I prefer the translation from the Greek that says, don't allow us to yield to temptation.
我喜欢这个那个 Greek 希腊文里面的翻译, 就是说让我们不要遇见试探。
Some translations say, don't lead us into temptation. Well, God doesn't lead anyone into temptation.
有一些翻译文里面说, 叫我们不遇见试探, 其实神不会让我们遇, 不会给我们试探。
James 1:12-13 says, let no one say when he is tempted, I'm being tempted by God.
雅各书1:13节这么说, 人被试探不可以说我是被神试探。 因为神不试探,
yeah. But the temptation is our choice.
但是这个试探其实是我们自己的选择。
Again, we see this theme in Jesus' language. What happens when Jesus is tempted in the wilderness?
再一次我们看到主耶稣他自己的话, 当他在旷野被试探的时候,
Jesus says, man does not live on bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God.
主耶稣说人活着不单只靠食物, 乃是靠从神口中所出的一切话语。
When Jesus was tempted, every single time his response was with a word from the scriptures.
当主耶稣每一次被, 试探, 遇到试探的时候, 他都是用神的话语去回应。
If you want the Lord to help you respond to temptation, quote his word back to the situation.
如果你想要神也帮助你去应对这个试探的话, 你就要去引用他圣经上的话语。
If the temptation is unforgiveness, quote this back to yourself.
如果这一个试探是不能被原谅的, 也这么去, 引用。
Remember when Jesus was praying in Gethsemane?
还记得主耶稣在克西玛尼园的祷告吗?
He was longing for his friends to pray with him.
他很希望他的, 伙伴可以跟他一同来祷告。
Can't you pray with me for 1 hour, Jesus says.
主耶稣说, 你们就不能跟我一同祷告一个小时吗?
Perhaps the greatest temptation that we have is to not pray for the time the Lord asks us to pray.
也许, 对于我们最大的试探就是当主耶稣叫我们, 当主要我们去祷告的时候, 我们不想去祷告。
Who's prays for 1 hour? Don't put your hand up. But if you have prayed for 1 hour, you know, it's a battle sometimes.
我们当中有人祷告会一个小时那么长吗? 你不需要举起你的手。 如果你祷告一个小时那么长的话, 其实是一场, 不容易的征战。
To be on your knees, even if you've got a cushion for 1 hour, is a battle on the knees.
是, 如果你是跪下来祷告, 哪怕有一个, 靠垫, 跪着一个小时, 对你的膝盖来说也是一场征战。
But when you've learnt to conquer that 1 hour, there's incredible breakthroughs that you feel in your heart.
但是当你, 战胜了这一个小时之后, 你就会心里有一种很难描述的一种感受。
And you know that if you pray a lot, there's always a distraction.
你知道当你越多祷告的时候, 就发现永远都有这一个, 让你分心的事情。
Sometimes it's a good distraction.
有的时候是好的事情。
I mean, I'm distracted all the time when I want to pray. The Lord says, pray. The devil says, go and do your wife's dishes.
我祷告的时候经常就会受到, 就是其他事情的影响分心, 就像我当主说来祷告吧, 然后, 魔鬼就会在我脑子里说, 快点去洗碗吧。
And then Allison asked me later, why haven't done the dishes?
然后过后还会问我洗了碗没有。
So I was praying.
然后他太太问他了,他就说我在祷告。
She said, that's not a good enough reason.
然后太太就说,这不是一个很好的理由。
There are many temptations.
有很多的, 诱惑。
But I believe the point is, the temptation to not pray is perhaps the greatest, because this is a battle.
但我相信这么多诱惑当中,不去祷告的这个诱惑是最大的。
The last phrase as we finish, deliver us from evil. It's not just about asking God to do it all.
最后一段说到, 救我们脱离凶恶, 也不仅仅是要求神去帮我们这么做。
Many Christians say to me, oh, I don't watch the news.
有一些基督徒这么跟我说，我不爱看新闻。
I say, well, why not?
我问为什么。
And they say, well, because it's all bad.
他说因为太这些新闻，这些消息太糟糕了。
And I say, well, what do you expect? The world's in a state of decay.
我说那你期望这一个就是衰败的世界能有什么样的好消息呢？
You don't expect it to be good news.
你难道期待有好消息发生吗？
But when we pray this, we're saying, God, bring peace to the earth, end war in Ukraine and other countries.
当我们祷告的时候，我们说神啊，求你赐下平安在这些有战争的国家，像乌克兰这些地方。
Romans 12:21 says, don't be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
罗马书十二章那么说，不要被恶所胜，乃要用以善胜恶。
I really want to encourage you to think about what I'm saying now as I close.
当我即将要结束的时候，我希望去鼓励你们。
We need to watch the news. We need to expose ourselves to evil.
我们需要去看新闻，我们需要让我们自己暴露在这一个罪恶环境当中。
Friends, we need to be shocked at the depth that evil people will go to crush and butcher Christians.
我们需要对于这些很糟糕的这一些很邪恶罪恶的这些新闻有一个很震惊的一个态度。
And the incredible evil that is happening in our world, we must be shocked by it.
对这些世界上发生的这些很多无法描述的这一些罪恶，我们必须要感到很震惊。
Because if we are not able to respond with urgency and with compassion,
不然的话我们就没有办法去有一个很迫切很同情的心去回应。
To pray and to seek God and to intercede for those who are suffering.
去祈求神的介入来去干预这一些的罪恶。
So I encourage you as I close to be driven to your knees in prayer.
所以当我要结束的时候我鼓励大家可以去跪下来去祷告。
To work with God and to pray and to intercede with Jesus who's already praying.
去跟神一同来同工，去跟主耶稣一同来祷告。
So that together as God's people, we can overcome evil with good.
作为神的子民，我们在一起就可以去战胜这一个罪恶，以恶以善胜恶。
And see the glory of God and His kingdom spread across this world, so that one day.Every tongue will confess, every knee will bow that Jesus is Lord.
然后看到神的国度，神的荣耀如何行在这个地上，有一天万膝都要跪拜，万口都要称赞他。
I'd like to close with re-quoting Karl Barth, if I can do that.
我希望再次就是用刚才说到的这一位神学家卡尔巴特的这一个他的这一句话来结束。
No theologians here that will be offended by that.
我希望大家没有感觉被冒犯到。
Let's put it this way, to clasp your hands in prayer,
当我们合上双手合起祷告的时候
is to join the uprising against the evil of the world for the glory of God.
就是为了神国的荣耀去加入到抵抗这一场罪恶的这个世界的征战。
Thank you again for the opportunity to share with you today.
再次感谢有机会今天可以跟大家一同来分享他的话语。
Every prayer gets answered.
每一个祷告都会蒙垂听。
Don't take this time or that time to pray.
不要用只是用这个时间那个时间去祷告。
Don't worry about how long it is or how short it is.
不要担心它太长或者太短。
Every time you pray, you're planting a seed in the spiritual kingdom.
每一次你祷告的时候，你都是在神的国度种下一粒种子。
And it will come out one day.
然后有一天就会发芽。
It will fruit.
会结果。
Every prayer gets answered.
每一个祷告都会蒙垂听，得到答案。
Even the smallest prayer, even the tiniest sigh in your heart.
甚至是最小的，在你内心最小的渴求。
And every time you sense a needling in your heart, a desire in your heart to pray.
每一次当你感受到你的内心想要去祷告的时候
That is the Holy Spirit asking you to open the door and to let Jesus in, to have beautiful prayer fellowship with him.
就是当圣灵在提醒你，主耶稣在后门想要进入到你的心门，与你一同来有一个很美好的一个祷告的团契的时间。
God bless, thank you.
愿神祝福你们，谢谢。
Thank you.